With us this hour, a couple of musicians who have a couple things in common. One, they are both great performers, and you'll get a chance to hear them, but they also are both involved with a benefit that is coming up, which is called Beat Cancer Pittsburgh. It's September 4th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that a little bit throughout the hour. We're going to hear from Mike Medved in a moment, but first, the other member of that pair of people I was just describing. It's been a while since she's been here. Here's Brooke Annabelle. Brooke Annabelle at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's been a long time since you've been here.
Yeah, it's been a couple years, I guess.
And it hasn't been due to a lack of desire. That was a great song. Tell me about the song.
Thanks so much. That's a song from an album I released a couple years ago. And it's just sort of gravitated towards being a favorite of mine to play and a fan favorite too, so I keep playing it.
It's funny how songs do that, you know. Yeah. They at least most songwriters I talk to songs are kind of anthemic for a while, and then they might leave, and then they come back, and depends on how you are as a person.
Yeah.
What have you been up to lately?
Well, I moved back to Pittsburgh in February. I was in Nashville for a couple years, and so I'm enjoying being back in my hometown and playing a lot of fun shows this summer and starting work on a new album, so keeping busy.
I'm glad to hear it. I know in the time we have describing life in Nashville, I assume that's your first time living there in Nashville?
I went to college there, and then I moved back here.
Right.
And then I moved back there, and now I'm back here.
Okay, so you knew a little bit what you were expecting when you got back there. I can't imagine what it would be like to live in Nashville. And I'm sure there's some great things about it in terms of how much music is available at your fingertips and opportunities to play. But how you fit it all in and interact with it all has got to be really a challenge, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back here. Now, Mike Medved is here. Have you known Mike for a while, or did you two just randomly turn up today?
We've known each other for, I don't know, a couple years maybe now.
Sure.
We share a mutual bass player that is both of our good friends.
We do. Shout out to Seth Pearson.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. See, we could diagram your whole family tree here. Mike, I haven't had a chance to meet you until today. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Sure. I grew up south of Pittsburgh in a little town called Elizabeth and went to college at St. Vincent, where the Steelers have their training camp out there in Latrobe. And after I graduated from St. Vincent, I moved to England, and I was a professional basketball player for a couple of years.
Is that right?
Yeah,
how tall are you?
I'm 6'7".
I didn't even notice that. It's radio, and I'm not even looking at stuff like that.
I might be shrinking, Larry. I don't know.
I think you're old enough. Were you in Elizabeth for the days of the Elizabeth Moose,
I've been hearing stories about the Elizabeth Moose since I was a kid, where they used to have all the great bluegrass bands come through, Del McCoury and all the rest, but never got to see one myself. I was too young.
My wife and I, Ricky actually threw her bouquet at the Elizabeth Moose. We spent our wedding night. Our official wedding reception was elsewhere, but part of it was in Elizabeth. And Elizabeth's a great town. We do some work with Elizabeth Forward High School these days and some other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're here and back. When did you come back from England?
I moved back 2 years ago. Yeah, so this will be the start of my third year living in America again. I was gone for 3 years and now getting back to the third year here.
And a couple nomads here in the two of you. What would you like to play?
I'm going to play a song called The Marshall versus Jesse James. It's off of my only album with the band. It's called Live at Club Cafe, that album.
This is Mike Medved at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Entered the saloon, a six-shooter on his side. Well, the marshal, he'd gone crazy, never make it out alive. He just came for Jesse and his ragged band of thieves. Tracked them all across Missouri while they done their dirty deeds. Run, Jesse, run, go and get your gun. Know the marshal's on his way. Jesse found out, you know, he never had a doubt. He put that marshal in his grave. Deep down in his grave. Jesse was a crook, a liar and a thief. Well, he made many a widow. He always played for keeps. Well, he fought for the army. They lost the Civil War. Never prayed to God. even on death's door. So run, Jesse, run, go and get your gun. You know the marshal's on his way. When Jesse found out, you know he never had a doubt. He put that marshal in his grave. Jesse turned and smiled when the marshal called his name. He said, "Marshal, nice to see you. I bet you feel the same." Well, the marshal stood there staring Jesse down. You could hear a pin drop all throughout the town. Run, Jesse, run, go and get your gun. You know the marshal's on his way. Jesse found out, you know he never had a doubt. He put that marshal in his grave. Well, deep down in his grave. The marshal made his move. Jesse never blinked. A shot rang out through the barroom, Jesse took another drink. Well, the marshal lay there dying, breathing his last breath. Jesse stood there smiling, thinking, just another death. Well, run, Jesse, run, go and get your gun. No, the marshal's on his way. Jesse found out, you know he never had a doubt. Put that marshal in his grave. Deep down in his grave. In his grave. In his grave. We're deep down in his grave.
It's Michael Medved at the Saturday Light Brigade. We get every note out of every song, and it's good to have you here. If you have any comments or questions, you can text us at 412-200-5975, and we'll pass your comments along to the performers today, or use instant input via slbradio.org. You both are here. I mentioned one thing you have in common, both great songwriters and singers and musicians. And now I know also boomerang Pittsburghers, so to speak. But also you're involved with the Beat Cancer event, Beat Cancer Pittsburgh, which is September 4th at Hard Rock Cafe. And Mike, can you tell us a little bit about what the event's all about? I'm sure lots of folks will want to consider showing up, but what's the background of the philanthropic effort here?
Yeah, it's something we're all very excited about. Glimmer of Hope is an organization that operates in Pittsburgh, and that's all the funds will be benefiting Glimmer of Hope Foundation. And they are, we're going to be trying to help them create something called A Home for Hope. It's an integrated oncology center that's hopefully going to be available in November of 2014. And it's going to offer a holistic, innovative management strategy for people with cancer so that it will help improve their symptoms and their overall quality of life. And, you know, centers for people with cancer, they take a lot of money, you know, and it's something I think probably everybody that's listening, I know certainly myself specifically, I think we all know somebody who's come into contact with cancer or has passed from cancer. And so I know it's something that we as artists are all very excited about, and we're very happy that Ali Cuck is here with us in the studio, being silent in the corner. But she's working very hard for this event, and it's a cause that's very special to her as well.
Ali, you're welcome to speak up if you ever want to. You have your choice of microphones right in front of you. It's important to be able to have, and I don't know if this is the case, but you know, areas where people can feel kind of normal or at least be able to live in a comfortable way or have a place. Is it a residential facility or more of a place to hang out? Ali, I knew I would coax you to the microphone.
That's the spirit, Ali.
Ali, what's your – tell me about your role and involvement.
So I'm the event producer. for the event. I'm relatively new to the Pittsburgh area. I've only lived here for 2 years, but have been amazed at the music community as well as the philanthropic community as well, and got involved with Glimmer of Hope because, as Mike said, cancer has touched my life in many ways. And so having the ability to help this organization raise funds for, it's mostly a treatment center, so it's a way of merging Eastern and Western medicine together and looking at ways to help cancer patients get through their treatments, treating the whole mind, body, and spirit at the same time, and hoping to see better results from the cancer treatments as a result of that. So that's what A Home for Hope is focused on doing.
Is there a way that people can get information about the facility coming to Pittsburgh?
That's the website for Glimmer of Hope is symbolforacure.com. And that's the email address is on there. I believe it's info@symbolforacure.com.
That's easy to remember, symbolforacure.com. And Beat Cancer Pittsburgh at the Hard Rock Cafe on September 4th. It will be more than Brooke and Mike. I think you've probably got a lot of people performing, right?
There's a total of 5 performers that will be there that night. It's a mixture of both local and national acts. Shannon LaBrie will kick off the night. She's a Nashville-based performer. Brooke will follow up after that. Jeff Campbell, who is from San Francisco, he's actually the winner of the Guitar Center Singer-Songwriter Competition last year and appeared on Jimmy Kimmel last December, so really excited to have him joining us. Mike is the headliner, local headliner. And the national headliner is an artist called Shannon Kerfman. And she is she was kind of a blues guitar prodigy. Started when she was 12 years old, very similar to Johnny Lang, if people are familiar with him. And most recently, she's been playing in Kid Rock's band. So really excited to bring her back to Pittsburgh.
That's great. That's Thursday, September 4th, Hard Rock Cafe in Station Square in that area of Pittsburgh. And you can learn more about that. I won't keep you on the hook too much longer. Where did you relocate from to come to Pittsburgh?
We lived in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, so just north of Harrisburg.
Sure.
So my day job is working for Alcoa, and they relocated me out to Pittsburgh to work at the corporate office.
Well, how do you like it so far?
I love Pittsburgh. I think it's a fantastic city, and I actually lived here about 15 years ago, and it just amazes me the transformation in just 15 years.
Yeah, a lot. So much has happened, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for talking about the event a bit this morning. Mike Medved is here along with Brooke Annabelle, and as you heard, they're 40% of the bill that night for the 5 musicians that are going to be playing that evening for the Beat Cancer Pittsburgh event, September 4th. And we're going round robin style, which means we return to Brooke. And Brooke, what would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Empathy.
It's hard, 'cause I'm standing where you are. I can feel the pain, knowing well that we can't lay where we fell and expect to change. See the light, visible between you and I, and the question across, I see it clearly, as I hold tight to that feeling, what is gain or loss. Love is a battle.
Brooke Annabelle at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh and a number of other stations. Thanks for finding us at slbradio.org. Quick check of weather. If you're in Phoenix, at 8:30 now, where you've still got a little more time than we do. It's 11:30, actually 8:31 in Phoenix, 11:31 here. 88 degrees going up to 104. 11:31 back in our neck of the woods back east. And currently the forecast is calling for a high around 80 today and tomorrow, mostly sunny today, a 30% chance of showers tomorrow. Tonight, sunset 8:16, about 60 to 65 degrees with a 40 to 60% chance of showers. Looks nice outside right now, 63 degrees in Indiana, 62 in New Concord, 61 in Clarion, 66 SLB degrees in Washington, 64 in Grove City, and 63 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square. Our live music segment today featuring Brooke Annabelle, who you just heard, and the 6'7" and shrinking, Mike Medved. You're probably not shrinking yet. You never know, I guess. But
you never know.
What did you study at St. Vincent?
I was a history major.
Ah.
Yeah.
It makes for a good songwriter, I would think. I always believed history, any job requiring writing, you look for a history major because they got to write a lot. Mm. Sometimes I think even more than a rhetoric or English majors.
We wrote quite a few papers, that's yeah, for sure, Larry.
What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Through It All the Way. I can hear the cars driving by outside. Feel my heartbeat so I know that I'm alive. It's just not the same without you by my side. So I will lie awake until the morning light. The moon must be out cause it's bright in here. My pillow is damp cause I've been shedding some tears. Who would have known that after all of these years we would have went and thrown it all away? Away, the sun's gonna rise on a lonely day. Away, thoughts of her driving me insane. Away, I wish the tears would wash the pain away. Away, we threw it all away.
waters creak, the cold wind blows. Will I make it? God only knows. The dawn is breaking, well, so is my soul, 'cause we went and threw it all away. Away. The sun's gonna rise on a lonely day. Away. Thoughts of her driving me insane. Away. I wish the tears had washed the pain away. Away. We threw it all away. Was it me or was it him? Did I lose or did he win? She ever comes crawling back again, you best believe I'll send her on her way. Yeah, way, yeah. The sun's gonna rise on a lonely day. Way, thoughts of her driving me insane. Way, I wish the tears had washed the pain away. Way, we threw it all away.
Mike Medved at the Saturday Light Brigade. Mike, when did you start writing and playing out?
Probably the summer between my junior and senior year at college. Yeah, I met the guitar player who's currently the lead guitar player in my band, Jeremy France. He was a guitar professor at St. Vincent, and I took a one-credit elective, and he was very supportive of my songwriting efforts after I showed him a song I wrote. And so he's one of the original members of the band, as is our drummer, Ted Pavlak. So that was when he encouraged me, and I've just been at it ever since.
That's great. And the band, it's basically when Mike Medved plays, the band is with you? Are you fronting it?
Yeah, a lot more lately than before. I played a lot of solo shows just because of traveling around the UK playing. I had a band there called Mike Medved and the Redcoats because they were all English, so people got a kick out of that. And came back, and we officially made it the Mike Medved Band because they've been playing with me for years. So we decided just to give it the good old brand name.
How did you find music in England? I mean, there's sometimes I think there's an impression that music's more embedded into daily life, especially when it comes to sports clubs and pubs. And is that true? Did you notice that right away?
I noticed a profound love of music in England. Absolutely, yeah. I did. Yeah, and there were very, very nice acoustic shows and rock shows every night of the week, you know, Monday through Sunday. So that was a great scene to be a part of. I lived in Leeds, which is the second or third largest city in England, and it's very cultural, very young, very vibrant city. So just really lived it up. I loved it. It was a great time.
That's great. And I guess playing basketball professionally there, that had to be kind of a kick, I would imagine.
It was great. It was very grueling on the body and on the mind, but equally as rewarding. You know, we played 70 games a year. We had practice three times a day. We played from September to April. So, like I said, it was tough, but it was great as well. I mean, I became basically family with my teammates and the guys I live with, and learned a lot about Hungarian goulash and Chinese food and Spanish paella. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, you know, so many kids we talk to here have a desire to play basketball professionally. And did you ever think you would do that, or did you ever want to do that? I'm gathering you might have had a scholarship for St. Vincent.
I did, yeah. It was always something that I wanted to do. I was ranked in high school, but I tore my ACL my senior year, so I went to St. Vincent, and I really felt that was God's plan, because I don't know if that would have been my first choice, but I wouldn't have changed a thing. I mean, it was the perfect experience, and I had a great strength and conditioning coach who helped rehab me there, and by the end of those 4 years, I was prepared to go, and I was lucky enough to be given a contract, because the stats are staggering as far as the number of guys who actually get to go over.
Yeah, it's a pretty special place too, St. Vincent. That was Mike Medved, and he's here not only to play for you this morning, but we're also talking about the Beat Cancer Pittsburgh event, which is for the benefit of a holistic cancer center planned to open later this year. And the benefit is September 4th, Hard Rock Cafe, Station Square in Pittsburgh. Also playing at that show is Brooke Annabelle, who is here. And we have time, I think, for one more song. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song that's a newer one that will be on my next record. And it's called Go. And it actually, for a long time, I've been trying to fit the word Pittsburgh into a song. And I finally did it with this song. So I'm sure at the Hard Rock Cafe, I'll try to get people to pretend like it's a Steeler game and shout for the word Pittsburgh. But this song's called Go.
Annabelle, that's a nice song, and we all were cheering for Pittsburgh as you embedded it there in the song in a nice, seamless way, which was good. So the new album is coming out soon, and when is it? I won't hold you to it, but do you know when it's going to be?
I don't know about soon, but it's coming.
Okay.
I'm working on it right now. I'm recording it in Nashville, so I don't know when, but it is in the works. It officially is starting to happen. So
when are you next recording in Nashville, Brooke?
Oh, tomorrow morning.
Oh.
What time is that?
How nice.
10 a.m.
And are you driving or flying?
I'm flying.
Okay.
There's a direct flight that changed my life. It did not exist for like 8 years.
I'll bet.
Now it's there.
Are you playing out anywhere soon?
I played last night, but my next Pittsburgh gig is at Hard Rock Cafe for this show. So, and that'll be in trio style. So I'll be playing with drums and bass that night, and it's really fun to be able to put that together.
Oh, great! Who's playing with you?
My drummer's name is Dan Harding, and my bass player's name is Seth Pearson, who is also in the Mike Medved band.
The connector. Yes. He's the little square at the top of the family tree that puts everybody.
So this summer we played the Three Rivers Arts Festival together and the Heartwood Acres show together, and it's been really fun. So
great. How can people find more of your music?
If you Google my really hard to spell name, I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I have a website also. It's brookannabelle.com.
Annabelle, like bale of hay at the end.
B-A-L-E.
Yeah. And look for her, and you'll be able to find music online and more. And Mike, there's time for one more from you. Before we talk about that, how can people find you online?
People can search for Mike Medved on that Google machine, and they will find MikeMedvedMusic.com is our website. We're on Facebook, Twitter, all over Reverb Nation and those music sites, TuneCore and things. And I'm going to throw Brooke out there real quick and say, hey, Brooke, do you have anything on TV soon? Is anything happening?
What's going television.
On, I have a song coming up on the TV show Pretty Little Liars next Tuesday night. So
shy woman here.
I didn't play that song today, so I forgot to mention it. But okay, Tuesday night.
And what network carries that show?
That's on ABC Family.
Excellent. Well, that's congratulations.
That's very exciting. Yeah, thank you.
Have you seen the episode yet?
No, I've heard a description of the scene, which is like someone is sitting on the couch and someone is taking a nap. So I'm sure it's a really exciting moment.
That's
going to
be pretty surreal, though, huh?
Yeah,
to see that. Are there any questions that we should feed Mike? Any gigs coming up, Michael?
Sure. I'm playing at Rant today, which is in Lawrenceville, the Rock All Night Tour. I'll be with the Acoustic Cafe guys. We'll be holding it down at Hambones from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. My set's at 2:45. And we're at Narcissi Winery on Saturday, August 23rd from 2 until 5. And then we're going to stay north of the city and open up for the Clarks at Thursdays in Beaver that night. So busy this month. That's a good thing.
Excellent. Boy, I haven't been to Thursdays in ages. R.N. Robert Gray is at Rant taking place. He's at Neild's Hotel kicking off. I guess Rant gets underway at noon. Mm-hmm. And I know he's starting early. What would you like to close up with?
I'm going to follow Brooke's lead and play a song that's going to be on my new album, which we are currently studio shopping in pre-production for. So not yet in the recording phase, but we've got everything else almost ready to go. So this is a tune called Say That You Love Me.
I feel your head on my shoulder, feel your heartbeat on my chest. I feel our love growing older, but you ain't seen nothing yet. I still remember the first time you whispered those words to me. They are just three little words, but I know just what they mean, just what they mean, just what they mean. Say that you love me, that you love me. Say that you love me, that you love me. Say that you love me, that you love me, that you love me. In the middle of the night, when you cry out for love, oh, the whole world feels right. When we push and we shove, we push and we shove. We push and we shove. Say that you love me, that you love me. Say that you love me. That you love me. Say that you love me. That you love me. That you love me. I can love you forever. Forever's what you need. If you can't make up your mind, girl, I know just what you need. Well, just what you need. Just what you need. Say that you love me. That you love me. Say that you love me. That you love me. Say that you love me. That you love me. That you love
me. Mike Medved, look for him and Brooke Annabelle and Allie, I suspect, at Beat Cancer Pittsburgh, Thursday, September 4th, Hard Rock Cafe. And where can you get more information, Allie, on the show coming up?
Really easy. The website is www.beatcancerpittsburgh.com.
Easy enough. www.beatcancerpittsburgh.com.